You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN Energy's daily blog, the oil and gas industry's go-to source for insight. Every day, we cover commodity fundamentals, industry changes, and developing trends across energy markets. And now, we're making it easier than ever to enjoy our blogs. Whether it's on your drive into work, while you're at the office, or at home walking the dog, settle in, turn the volume up, and enjoy.
Wednesday, September 9th, 2020. So Much Cooler Online, RBN's Fall 2020 School of Energy. Published by Rusty Brazil. Over each of the past 8 years, we've opened the doors at RBN School of Energy with updated analytical models, new subject modules, and timely special features that have reflected the evolution of energy markets from the early days of the shale revolution and $100 per barrel crude oil, through the price crash of 2015-16, and the incredible 2017-19 rebound. But these market shifts pale in comparison with what's happened so far in 2020, a global pandemic, crude crashing to negative $37 per barrel, a wipeout in LNG exports, a Cat 4 hurricane into Lake Charles. It just seems to keep on coming. Which means there has never been a more important time to reassess market analytics in the context of these tectonic shifts in the energy industry. That is exactly what we'll cover today in this blatant advertorial for RBN's Fall 2020 School of Energy. But of course, we are living through this era of social distancing, so our conference has gone virtual. We will webcast the entire school in real time, October 20th to 21st. We will have updated content to reflect the massive changes we've seen over the past 6 months, along with additional faculty and revised models. We'll do everything we can to make the experience just like the in-person conference, including live Q&A, real-time access to presentation materials, and downloadable models. Even before COVID, global energy markets were shifting due to slowing production growth, relief of U.S. pipeline takeaway constraints, the tightening of capital markets, and long-delayed infrastructure projects coming online. Then we went through a few weeks of total chaos in the spring before entering a period of relative stability over the past few months. But what about tomorrow? New supply/demand balances and flow patterns have huge implications for infrastructure utilization as well as price relationships for oil, natural gas, and NGLs. Buffeted by oil and gas petrochemicals and their own unique value chain, NGLs are particularly vulnerable to these turbulent shifts in flow patterns and price differentials, and that is just what is over the horizon. School of Energy Fall 2020 will build on our oil and gas curriculum to include a special focus on NGLs. We're updating and expanding our NGL models to fit the new realities of today's NGL markets. This is nothing like other natural gas, crude oil, or NGL conferences. If you are not familiar with RBN School of Energy, the conference is structured more like a classroom experience, where we work through current developments in some aspect of the market and then examine those developments in the context of Excel models that grapple with a wide range of issues, including production economics, production forecasting, crack and frac spreads, gas processing economics, ethane rejection, petrochemical feedstock selection, and all sorts of similar topics. These models are similar to what we've used in past schools, except that they have been updated and upgraded. Likewise, the course content follows the same themes we write about each day in our blogs, namely that the markets for natural gas, NGLs, and crude oil are tied together in ways that are shifting dramatically due to today's unprecedented market developments. School of Energy is designed to integrate your knowledge of these three commodities with hands-on, practical instruction, and training. In our School of Energy curriculum, we usually give relatively equal time to crude oil, natural gas, and NGL markets, along with emphasis on the relationships that tie these markets together. This time around, we are going to spend a bit more time on NGLs. It's not a huge shift, because we've always dedicated a lot of our content to natural gas liquids processing, production, fractionation, transportation, and pricing. But as we enter fall 2020, NGL markets, especially ethane and propane, are particularly susceptible to significant demand swings due to new export capacity and, in the case of propane, the risk of cold weather disruptions this winter. And then there is the production side of NGL markets. With drilling activity slashed by two-thirds since January, it is only a matter of time before the natural decline of wells results in production slowdowns for crude oil and natural gas that will translate directly into lower NGL production volumes. With export volumes up and production declining, upward pressure on NGL prices looks likely. Of course, how this plays out is subject to COVID, the world economy, and energy demand, and, potentially, the outcome of the upcoming U.S. election. All great reasons to do a special focus on NGLs at the Fall 2020 School of Energy. We'll have the whole RBN crew at this year's School of Energy, with 10 instructors taking part in the coursework. is a combination of industry veterans and top-notch analysts who will dive deep into the analytics and models across crude, gas, and NGL markets. Here's how the Virtual School of Energy will work. All conference materials will be available for download 24 hours before each day of the conference. You can download the materials at your convenience and be ready to log into the conference website first thing in the morning of October 20th. We will start promptly at 8 a.m. Central Time, with instructor presentations and slides streamed to your browser. There will be a 45-minute lunch break and we'll wrap up each day at 5 p.m. Central Time. You will be able to ask questions at the end of each module, with live faculty responses, just like at the Physical School of Energy. All of the sessions will be available for your replay for 6 months after the conference, so if you miss a part or two of the conference in real time, or want a second or third look, you'll be able to go back to the video for the replay. And here's some good news for a change. We've cut the regular cost of the conference by half. Yep, the registration fee for our in-person conference is usually $2,495, and now it is only $1,250. Online was written by Brad Paisley, Chris Dubois, and Kelly Lovelace. It appears as the third song on Brad Paisley's fifth studio album, Fifth Gear. Released in July 2007 as the second single from the album, Online went to number 1 on the Billboard Hot Country Songs, and number 39 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles charts. The video for the song was directed by and starred Jason Alexander, and also featured appearances by William Shatner, Maureen McCormick, Taylor Swift, and Kelly Pickler. The song is a comedic look at keyboard warriors, with the lyrics stating that life is so much cooler online to illustrate the point. Personnel on the record are Brad Paisley, lead vocals, electric guitar, acoustic guitar, and 22 studio musicians, including Paisley's touring band. Fifth Gear was produced by Frank Rogers and released in June 2007. It went to number 1 on the Billboard Top Country Albums and number 3 on the Billboard Top 200 Albums charts. It has been certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. 5 singles were released from the album. Brad Paisley is an American country music singer, songwriter, and musician. Paisley has sold more than 11 million records worldwide and has released 12 studio albums, 3 compilation albums, and 46 singles. 21 of his singles went to number 1 on the country charts. He has won 14 Academy of Country Music Awards, 15 Country Music Association Awards, 3 Grammy Awards, and 2 American Music Awards. Paisley has also appeared in a few television shows and in a long-running national ad campaign with Peyton Manning for Nationwide Insurance. He is also the author of 2 books, has just released a new single and video for the song No I in Beer, and has concert dates booked at 3 U.S. casinos in December.
This has been the RBN Energy Blogcast. Thanks for listening.